You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Get to your phone right now. Take the padlock off. Call us, 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630, and we depend on your calls.
Oh, we need to mention your eBay in person next week.
Oh, and I'm so excited, and I'll tell you why. In between the breaks, so you guys are wondering, are there shows next week? Because we'll be doing an eBay in person in Atlanta, Nashville, and Miami. All events are sold out, I believe. Nashville might have a few seats left. So if you haven't registered now or get on the waiting list, there'll be fun events. But I'll be doing the show from my hotel room in Atlanta on Tuesday, and on Thursday from, I believe I'll be in Miami by then. So yes, we'll be doing the shows. And you'll be happy to know, John, that on the breaks I've been fiddling with my equipment, and I do believe it's working. I can connect to the studio right now and start broadcasting.
Really? You want to try it?
Watch this. Hold on.
Why don't we try it?
Well, I'm going to keep talking to you right now while I put the other set of headphones on because I had to set that up.
Okay. Do we have to bring him in on anything special, John?
And then I am now connected, I believe.
You're connected? So what do you have to bring him in on that he's connected on his Comrex? Okay. He's doing something on the control board. Hello, Griff.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I am now just on the Comrex.
Oh, my goodness. There you are.
It sounds good, doesn't it?
It does. I'm hearing an echo of myself.
Oh.
That's the only problem. Okay. And you need to be a little louder. I don't know if that's on
your... as loud as I can go.
That's as loud as you can go. John, can you bring him in? So talk about yourself.
I do hear an echo.
Yeah.
Like a very delayed echo, but it's nice to know we're connected.
At least.
So this will be the device and the equipment I'll be using next week when we're on the show.
Okay. Are you using your cell phone for a hotspot?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, we know that that works.
So we'll be doing a show next Tuesday.
If we can get rid of the feedback.
Yes.
Okay.
And we'll test that after the show.
We'll test it after the show.
So I'm going to go back to the...
Okay. Sorry about this, folks. You're hearing radio history being made right here. Griff is testing the equipment that he's going to be using when he's traveling now so that we will not lose him. Of course, we've obviously lost him right now. While he's waiting to get back on, let me tell you what's going on our eBay Radio event calendar. Let me see. Today.
So exciting.
There you are. Okay.
Oh, dear. I touched a bunch of buttons. Hold
yes, on. You did.
All right, wait a minute. I'm going. Oh, the wire's wrapped around this wire, and oh my heavens,
God.
What's going on?
This is going to be.
Oh, there's too many
next
wires.
Week.
I can't unwrap everything.
God.
Oh yeah, I don't want to think this fall. This is the worst room for this kind of stuff. All right, hold on a minute.
Okay.
Alrighty.
So what are you talking to us on now?
I'm back on this. I'm just trying to get my headphones to work.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh God, they're all tangled up. Oh, I hate when this happens.
So in the meantime...
All right, so hold on a minute. I just have to lift this up. Why don't we take some calls while I'm trying to untangle
888-RADIO-30 is our phone number, 888-RADIO-30.
How did this happen?
In the meantime, let me...
I can tell you how it happened.
Oh, God. He's not even going to let me talk.
I wasn't paying attention.
He tells me to take phone calls, but he won't let me talk.
What?
Okay, so what's going on is that next week, while Griff is doing the eBay in-person event in Atlanta... On Tuesday from 6:30 to 9 p.m., those of you who can't make it but who are in Southern California, there's going to be a SoCal e-commerce sellers group that evening, Tuesday, August 26th. It's from 6 to 9 p.m., and it's at Cervello's Restaurant in Long Beach.
Yep.
And there's going to be a visit from Julian Martinez, Marketing Director of Bid on Fusion, who will do a presentation on what is Bid on Fusion, and the cost is zero.
They're getting around.
They are. Listen, you have to respect a company like that, Griff.
Total respect.
Total respect. They came up with an idea, they made it work, and they realized that eBay sellers, maybe they don't want to buy a whole pallet of stuff.
Maybe they
just want to buy a box of stuff.
It's a way of getting them started.
Exactly right. It's like a starter thing, but it's working for people. So you have to give them, you know, a lot of respect.
Maybe,
so
that's they might be the ones to pull this off too.
So that exactly. Others have tried, but not exactly the way they are.
No.
So on that same evening that you are going to be in Atlanta, the Southern California, the SoCal e-commerce sellers group is meeting.
Yes.
And then so that's going to be, and you think that's sold out, the Atlanta one is sold out?
I believe Atlanta and Miami are sold out.
It's going to be at the Emory Convention Center Hotel in Atlanta. And then you said Nashville may have a few more seats?
I'm not sure. They did. The last time I checked, which was a few days ago, I don't know, maybe... they're gone by now, but you can at least check. And if they are, so get on the wait list. So here's what we're going to be doing, by the way. I'm not quite sure how this is going to work, but we're going to try. Send an email out to registrants and say, hey, look, glad you registered. But if you're absolutely certain that now that maybe you can't come, please cancel your reservation so we can free the space up for someone else.
Yeah, that's what we did for our event in June.
You have done that.
Standby seats.
Well, standby seats for us are tricky because we have a capacity at each of these rooms.
We do, too.
And the problem is that we've had empty seats because people,
it doesn't cost anything.
They register and then they don't show up, and that hurts. So I think the message that will go out is to some people at the top of the standby list is we're going to say, hey, there's probably going to be empty seats. If you're willing to, you know, take a chance, why don't you just show up and
see what happens?
If we can get you in, we'll get you in. If we can't, we'll, you know, put you on standing room.
Have a good time in a hotel.
Right, but we'll probably only be sending that to us the top percentage of each of the waiting list.
Right.
I want to make sure the seats are filled. And unfortunately, when you don't charge anything, people say, oh, I'm going to register. And then they don't do anything.
Exactly. So it's going to be at Marriott Cool Springs, Franklin, Tennessee.
Yes, that's
Marriott Cool Springs. And it's going to be from 6:30 to 9 o'clock. So check and see if there's still some seats and put your name on the standby list, I guess.
Absolutely,
right?
Yes.
And then in Miami Beach, it's going to be at the Miami Beach Resort and Spa in Miami Beach, Florida. And so you think that may be sold out. But still,
I think it might be.
A standby list could happen.
It could. So if you're on the standby list, don't lose heart. And if you're not too far away and it's worth your time, show up. And, you know, if we're at capacity, we're not going to be able to let everyone in. But, you know, I want people there. I hate looking out and seeing empty seats. I think, oh, somebody reserved those seats and they didn't show up. That's not nice.
Can you give those of us who have never been to one a little overview?
Yeah, I can. So there's a meet and greet over cocktails and some...
And eBay pays for the cocktails.
Oh, yeah, we pay for everything. When I say cocktails, I'm not so sure there's alcoholic beverages. We tried that once, and the outcome was, well, let's just say memorable. and then it's networking time. You get to meet with the other people, and I come out and obviously make myself available, and we chat. And then we go into the room, and we put on a rather small presentation. It's not very long. It's mostly an update of anything that's going on at eBay. And then the meat of the night, why everyone's there, is we have an extended Q&A session, and they can be very interesting. These Q&A sessions. And that usually goes on it's scheduled for about an hour to 90 minutes, but we usually go over and then people can, there's food, people can have, we always make sure there's some sort of like series of munchies bars, a bar full of food. In some of the places, the food's been amazing this last couple times. So it's been really good. I don't get a chance to eat much because I'm answering questions. But and then people sort of slowly go out. And then by 10:30, we're definitely finished because it starts at around, 5:30, people start showing up. And then I crawl upstairs into my hotel room and fall dead asleep until the next morning. And we get on a plane and go to the next city.
And now I'm adding you're going to do the show to all that.
I will be doing, you know, we've had this darn Comrex Access portable machine for the last, I don't know, 6 months. I'm so excited. I'm thinking I want to carry this around with me wherever because it's got a battery and my phone can have a battery and I could do shows from anywhere.
You can.
That's
what it's meant for. It's a remote broadcast.
That's why they call it remote portable. Of course. Duh. And the quality is pretty good. I thought the sound sounded okay.
So somebody on the chat board said, Griff, don't you also see folks showing up who say they registered?
No.
But they're not on the list?
No, we haven't seen that because, and I got to be honest with you, it almost would be a blessing because the only people who show up are registered. And it's those who registered and don't show up that result in the empty seats. So let me tell you this. If you're in the Atlanta, Nashville, or Miami market and you got an invite and you signed up and you're not going, you're pretty sure you're not going, could you just cancel your registration so we could fill them up with people on the wait list? That would be ever so nice of you. We'd be ever so grateful if you did. We want you to come, though. If you're coming, come. Please do. But if you're not coming, do give up your space for someone who is coming to the event.
Did you see in the chat board the question about wondering how eBay's global shipping works with large items?
Yeah.
Like 265 pounds?
Yeah, I don't think that would cover it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, but I'll answer those when we get back. Okay. This open phone segment was brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Our final segment up in a moment on eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at worthpoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit worthpoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 278.
How to date vintage clothing. Linda Botino is known on eBay as top-rated seller Linbot 1 and is the owner of the eBay store Eclectic Resurrection. She has this tip on what to look for.
The zipper placement is the first thing that you're going to notice. They didn't really put metal zippers on women's clothing until around the 1930s. They always put a metal zipper under the arm. Women were wearing like foundation garments, girdles. We didn't get to move a lot in our clothes. Around the mid-60s, zippers started changing to the nylon and plastic zippers we have now. And they changed the placement as well. And they started going for the back zipper.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
And now, more of eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. We're waiting for your call. Here's your host, Griff.
And this very last segment of our show today is brought to you by webinterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales.
So, in the chat board, I am wondering how eBay's global shipping works with larger items. Last week, I received a request for a quote to ship a package to Colombia, 265 pounds on a 48-inch by 40-inch by 24-inch pallet.
Yes, I do believe that that doesn't qualify. That item probably, that weight and dimension wouldn't qualify.
Okay.
For global shipping.
How does the new improved have-to-use return process handle a domestic return on an item like this? Well, you don't think that it...
I just don't think it doesn't
even get in the...
It doesn't go in, yeah.
Okay. Traffic reports have been unavailable since August 2nd. When I sent a contact us email early last week, I never received a response.
Yeah, so I was checking this, and I'm showing that... So my traffic reports are working. They're available today for every day of the past 30 days. So if you're having an issue, I'm not sure why, but if you want to send it to me, I'll forward it to customers, the traffic reports team. Again, if you do this, make sure that you don't just say, my traffic reports aren't working since August 2nd. Here's my email address or my user ID. We need screenshots. We need as much detail as you can provide.
So
very important.
Betsy brought up the point that we always have a few no-shows at the eBay Radio Party and Conference, too. Really, we have like 2 to 6 badges left over at the end. Maybe we should encourage people to try to get in at the door. That actually worked for a couple of people 2 years ago, and it did. But the problem is, legally, we cannot have more than 300, for instance, in our room. We can't. Legally, we cannot do it because we'd have to get the fire marshal involved.
Yeah.
So, but 2 years ago, a couple of gals walked up and begged and begged, and Betsy says, well, we got 6 open seats, and we let them in.
Yeah.
They paid, by the way. We had them pay.
Yeah.
And then they got in. But, you know, I can understand what you're talking about. Ours costs money. Yours is free. People have a tendency to say, I'm not going to go. So let me see what else here. I'm just kind of looking through the chat board here. Oh, so some people think that using the global shipping program is too expensive if you're going to send little small jewelry items.
It could be. It depends on the value. Might be. It depends.
Okay.
It's not the size of the item so much that counts as the value.
Mm-hmm.
So the size is... And in some cases, it might not qualify. I'm not sure. But it's the value more than the size of the item.
So Dance wrote, I love global shipping. And for my sales, and I am a small seller, it works great. I think it's a great international entry perk for novice and inexperienced sellers. People who are afraid, I guess.
Yeah.
Is what she means, to ship overseas. Well, Griff, it's been a wonderful show.
Well, it's amazing how I can't believe how fast it's gone.
We had lots of stuff.
I really felt like
on,
I just sat down.
We had Janelle Elms.
We had Kathy Terrell.
We had Kathy Terrell from New York City.
The folks from Sebastian and Company from Bid on Fusion.
And the guy who owns the comic book of ever.
Which everyone will be watching. I wonder what it's going to end up at.
I don't know.
I bet it's really high.
$2,100,000 as of last time I looked.
So here's what I say. So the most expensive item on record that ever sold on eBay, a single sell sale, is still that long ago jet that sold, that private jet that sold for $5 million plus.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in the old days of eBay. I don't think we've had a sale to top that. We had an event sale, I think, that's topped that. But how much did the Warren Buffett lunch go for last year? It was a lot of money. But I can't remember if that was...
The top 14, the Warren Buffett sale, because I read the top 14 recently.
Oh, you did? Where'd you see that?
Yeah, let me see. Hold on a minute. It's all... Let me see. Top 14 most expensive eBay sale. Let's see what comes up here. 14 most expensive items ever auctioned on eBay.
Hmm.
All right, here we go. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Let me see. So it's got Bandai Stadium Events, 41,300. Barry Bonds' 715th home run ball, 220,000. Let's go down to the bottom of the list where it really. Oh, here's a Honus Wagner baseball card, 1.265 million.
Yeah, remember that.
The town of Bridgeville, California, 1.77 million.
I don't remember if that actually sold, but go ahead.
The Atlas Missile Base, 2.1 million.
Mm.
Lunch with Warren Buffett, 2.63 million.
Yeah, and that, so we know that's, I don't know about that missile base, whether that was a, if that was a definite sale. We know the Warren Buffett sale was. So.
Gulfstream 2, 4.9 million.
4.9 million, all right.
Then there was Frank Mulder's Giga Yacht, 168 million. Did that actually sell on
No, it didn't. I don't believe it did sell.
So they're just, this 14 was just auctions, I guess.
Yeah. I think so.
Right. But that the jet did sell.
Yeah, the jet.
4.9 million.
And that was, I think that's, so that kind of remains still the most expensive item that sold on eBay, that we know sold.
Well, they've still got some days to go with this comic.
Man, we'll
Who
see
knows
how it
what
does.
Could happen?
This segment was brought to you by webinterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. We will be live on Thursday, coming up August 21st, with Ask Griffin Lee at 11 a.m. Our phone screeners and everyone else, thank you. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie, a free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com. Listen up, Droid users. Now you can hear eBay Radio live wherever you are with the eBay Radio Android app. Never miss another broadcast. Just go to Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Then download the eBay Radio app for free. It will stream the show live right on your Android mobile device. That's eBay Radio, all one word, in the Google Play Store. Download the app, then call in and tell us where and how you're listening.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.